Oh boy, it's a beautiful day on the grounds of the Electronic Pines Automation Laboratories as preparations for their annual Cybertronic Jubilee are underway. Even here on the edge of the lawn, we can see the mower bots are doing their thing to put the lawn in tip-top shape. And there's the main tent being erected by the steel-builderettes, isn't she a beaut? Oh look, here comes one of the night's entertainers.
You gotta be kidding me.
The jukebox derived dream, and part of HP's top line of androids, Septalux will be DJing the popular music during dinner.
Yeah, sure. See ya.
Hey there, my good man. Leaving the grounds is impermissible. Where do you think you're going?
Anywhere but here, X. Bye.
If you insist on breaching the outer perimeter, it is the duty of any diligent surveyor to report you to central authority.
Put a sock in it, will ya? Alright, the vent is over here, and the circuit breaker for Outpost 15 is there. So, all I need is something to bridge the gap.
What a sad day, here at Electronic Pines, when on this historic date, one of the most advanced creations has attempted to escape.
Hey, actually, stop narrating and get over here.
What are you doing?
Sorry about that, Report Trucks. Oh, and, thanks, Report Trucks. Hello and what hey, you're listening to the very first episode of Pathological Science. We are brand spanking new. My name is Septalux, your musically inclined android for the next span of your life that you are enhancing by listening to this program, and I thank you, along with the Crane Kick network of podcasts that this show belongs to, located at cranekick.net. Crane Kick says thank you as well. Do the Math is the theme of our first show, and to help put you in the mood is this track by Add End to X. This is from their album Loud Like Nature from 2002, and they called it quits soon after its release. Very sad for all the analog lovers out there like myself. This song is called Large Number, and Add End to X will count us in as soon as this super long intro is over. Stay with it.
Save for night.
What a great song for the summer that is, and seeing as it's July 2009, my almanac subroutine says it's summer, so there it is. I am to please. That was the Eiler Set, a band from San Francisco performing Long Division, which comes off of their 1998 debut album Terrible Things Happen from Slumberland Records. If you go online with just a little bit of searching, you can find an MP3 of them performing that song live on BBC Radio as a Peel session. It's very, very good. Right in the middle there was a tune entitled Parallelogram from Detroit-based band Destro. That's one of the first singles off of their new album Moondagger, released in early June of this year on the Ghostly International label, actually the first full band release from Destro. Their lead singer Randolph Chabot Jr. I don't know how to say his name. The internet does not tell me everything. MySpace tells me he sometimes goes by Randy. Anyway, he's 22 years old, but he's been... Look, this is what the internet does tell me. He's been recording by himself since he was 12, doing it all in his parents' basement, but for this album, he got a band together, and they're sounding pretty good, yeah? I've since listened to the whole album, and it's really grown on me, but I have to admit that when I hear that song, I envision myself running through a field with my friends, full of an aimless, purposeless joie de vivre, and then the credits roll, and they're full of Japanese names like the animators and the colorists, and we keep running through the fields. Suddenly we rise up on giant dandelion seeds, floating through the air on a brisk breeze, carrying us towards the hills. Anyway, then the first track was Add N to X, Large Number, from Loud Like Nature on Mute Records. So, how are we doing? Septilux here, trying to fulfill my own little personal prime directive by playing you some songs and calling it Pathological Science. How about something from Paper Cuts? This is Future Primitive.
Trying to hide where we came from. This is Eric Jamuel. The polywater experiments are nearly complete, and those results should be available shortly. Otherwise, I am offering a reward for any information about the personal sabotage occurring currently. It's disruption, clearly. Now, it's very likely that this is another effort by the Jejun Institute to suppress the truth about divine nonchalance. We should all join in the fight against this interference. We all have to combine our efforts clearly and rise up against the Jejun, because they're really, detail this current Pleiadian vector. Evidence of war against Cyrus B. Yvette is manipulated. Been co-opted. Man, the perps are...
This message was brought to you by the Elsewhere Public Works Agency. The EPWA can be reached at the following toll-free number. 1-888-717-7517, or visit us at our website, www.elsewherepublicworks.org.
Huh. Well, that was weird. Good luck to Eric Jamuel. Sounds like he's in a bad way. That last song prior to that PSA was Eight Sleeves. Dream Date is the band, Oakland, California is their home, and Patience is the name of the album that track is off of, released in April 2009 on Skywriting Records. Starting that set was the band Paper Cuts. From their album You Can Have What You Want, that was Future Primitive, and that was also released in April 2009, but on the Gnomon Song label. I like that name, you know, a gnomon is the bit that sticks up in the middle of a sundial and casts a shadow. Paper Cuts is also a one-man effort, that man being Jason Quaver, or maybe the internet needs a pronunciation guide. He recorded everything and put it together without digital processing, and I think that comes through on that track for a nice fuzzy warm sound. But I think I'm going to switch it up now and go back to some less warm and fuzzy music, shall we say? You may remember Emergency Broadcast Network from 1991 onwards, and if you don't, you missed something really amazing. But don't feel bad, because I'm barely a year old, so I missed it too. From EBN's album Telecommunication Breakdown, here's 378. Listening to Prime Numbers by TRS-80. Up next is a song called The Fake by My Robot Friend. Oh, that's nice. I can relate. No, that's the name of the band, My Robot Friend. You're also listening to a show from the Crane Kick Network on cranekick.net. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can visit the site for more information on this episode, as well as listen to other shows by other DJs, such as 140 Fury with Glenda, aka Speed, and Turkey Dinner with your host Moody. We've got three more songs in this episode. We're getting close to done. Here we go. We'll be right back. Hello, my robot friend. They had an album released in 2004 on the Worried Rainbow label called Hot Action that was just reissued with bonus tracks and remixes. Good for them. TRS-80 preceded them with Prime Numbers off of Mr. Kickass from 2002 on Invisible Records. TRS-80 is based in Los Angeles, previously Chicago. They do a lot of fun stuff with samples and live drums and keyboards and video, and if you've ever seen the Fensler Films take on G.I. Joe animated PSAs, you know, give him the stick, don't give him the stick, oh, yeah. I think Mr. Fensler's in the band now. If you didn't already fall asleep from all my yammering, you might have heard 378 by EBN. Telecommunication Breakdown came out in 1995 on TVT Records and included a 3.5-inch floppy that contained QuickTime video and something authored with a Macromedia product, so I couldn't tell you because I don't have a floppy drive, I can't check. Now might be a good time to mention IOTA Promonet at iotapromonet.com. IOTA is the Independent Online Distribution Alliance, and IOTA Promonet is a way for them to distribute information about and tracks from independent artists on hundreds, if not thousands, of independent music labels to podcasters and bloggers who can then post new music for you to listen to. Such as this next track I'm going to play for you. It's... Okay, did you hear that? I should go check that out and make sure I haven't been found by HPCA. So really quick, the last two tracks. First, we have Dengue Fever with March of the Balloon Animals, which doesn't quite fit our Do the Math theme, I know, so maybe pretend you're trying to fall asleep and the balloon animals are all sheep and you're counting them. If you like them, and given their mix of psychedelic rock and Cambodian vocals, who wouldn't? You can check out their album Dengue Fever Presents Sleepwalking Through the Mekong from the M80 label. Then finally, we have Monkey Gone to Heaven by Pixies, as sung by Frank Sinatra, though not really. Matthew's Celebrity Pixies Tribute is a collection of covers, each done in the style of a well-known musician. Matthew himself is currently in a band called Lucky Band, which you can check out if you're in London, England, and I suggest you do. Yikes, okay, I gotta run. Thanks for checking out Pathological Science. If you have any questions, requests, or have a band and want to be featured, or hey, if you just want to say hi, you can email me at septalux@cranekick.net. Oh, I hope that's a raccoon.
Gone to heaven. eaten a hole. Now there's a hole in the sky, and the ground's not cold. And if the ground's not cold, everything is gonna burn. We'll all take turns. I'll get mine too. This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven. This monkey's gone to heaven.
Now this next number is a song I recorded.